Syrian leader vows to stem illegal immigration to Europe, says Italy. By Breitbart London on January 11, 2025. AFP, Syria's new leader Ahmed al-Shaar told visiting Italian Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani on Friday that he was ready to stem illegal immigration to Europe, the European diplomat said. Shaar says he is ready to block illegal immigration and fight against drug traffickers. Two crucial commitments for Italy, Tajani said in the Lebanese capital, after visiting neighboring Syria earlier in the day. I don't want the Mediterranean to remain a migrant cemetery. We want it to be a sea of growth or trade, he added. Tajani's trip to Damascus was the latest such visit from a European diplomat since Islamist-led rebels toppled President Bashar al-Assad in early December. He had earlier spoken of easing the sanctions imposed on Syria under Assad. The sanctions absolutely must not hit the Syrian population, he said in Damascus after meeting his Syrian counterpart Assad al-Shaybani. They were imposed because there was a different regime. It's important to open discussions on the changed situation. Western powers, including the United States and the European Union, slapped sanctions on Assad's government over his brutal crackdown on anti-government protests in 2011 that triggered civil war. More than 13 years of conflict have killed more than 500,000 people, ravaged the economy, and pushed millions to flee their homes, including to Europe. Tajani arrived in Damascus after hosting talks with European counterparts and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Rome on Thursday, where the Italian diplomat said they are seeking a stable and united Syria. Earlier Friday, the European Union's top diplomat, Kaya Kallas, said the 27-nation bloc could begin lifting sanctions if Syria's new rulers took steps to form an inclusive government that protects minorities. The EU could gradually ease sanctions provided there is tangible progress, Kallas wrote on X. Shaibani said he welcomed what he described as Tajani's focus on sanctions. We share his opinion that the reasons for imposing them no longer exist and could be an obstacle to encouraging the return of refugees from outside Syria, Shaibani said. Shaibani added that he would soon begin a tour of a number of European countries. Shaibani has already visited Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar and Jordan since the start of the month. Tajani earlier toured the landmark Humayun Mosque in Damascus. He described the mosque, which is about 1,300 years old, as one of the most beautiful in the world. France's Foreign Minister Jean Nolbarro and his German counterpart Annalena Baerbock visited Damascus last week. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.